Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Well, tonight is the first night of Hanukkah as Jewish people around the world begin an 8-day celebration of lights. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on the history of the holiday.
Hanukkah means rededication, and it commemorates the victory of the Jewish Maccabees over the Greek Empire as they recovered their temple over 2,000 years ago. When they entered the temple, there was a jar of oil to light the candles of the menorah, or candle holder, for only one night.
The miraculous jar of oil burned for 8 nights, and by saying that tonight we light the first candle.
Rabbi Bachir Torkio with the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco says the holiday has evolved and is also known as the Festival of Light, since it's celebrated in the midst of winter when there's more darkness.
The Festival of Hanukkah focuses our attention on increasing the light inside our homes, literally, right? Each night of the holiday, we're lighting one more candle.
Each night for 8 consecutive evenings, and along with it, there are celebrations. And of course, lots to eat.
Yummy foods fried in oil, sufganiyot, fried donuts filled with jelly, and latkes, of course, potato pancakes.
Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
San Jose's Christmas in the Park celebrates accessible and inclusive Sunday today. It's happening at Plaza de Cesar Chavez. The free event features arts and crafts, a resource fair, and a sensory Santa, all to be inclusive of people with disabilities and their families. KCBS's Albert James has the details.
Venture capitalist T.J. Rogers and his wife Valletta sponsored the special part of the holiday staple.
It opens it up wide open. It gives easy access. It eliminates the conflict of heavy traffic for people that are motion impaired or noise impaired, for that matter. It's all kinds of people.
Rogers says inclusion is a worthy investment to make and one Silicon Valley can't afford to miss.
In an area like that, it would be bad, lousy for people not to be able to participate a little bit in this kind of stuff.
Rogers is happy to put his money toward making Christmas in the Park accessible to all families.
Silicon Valley needs more stuff like that, and you've got a chance to open up the gates to more people. It's a win-win.
Albert James, KCBS.
Well, data centers, especially those powering AI, consume massive amounts of electricity. KCBS's David Welch reports demand is growing, but the current grid is struggling to keep up.
New data centers are popping up everywhere, and each facility runs thousands of servers around the clock. According to Michael Gerard with Columbia University, at a certain point, something's got to give.
We don't yet have the electric generating capacity to meet all the needs that are created by data centers.
Analysts say demand for data centers could more than triple by the end of the decade. And although common sense points to ratcheting up supply, Gerard says there's a risk in going too far.
If we build too much, we could have stranded assets.
Lawmakers are starting to weigh in. Traditionally, ratepayers pay for grid upgrades, but Girard says many states are considering other approaches.
A number of states are instead looking to charge the data centers themselves for the hookups and for the generation that they need to add in order to supply the power.
David Welch, KCBS.
Well, the VTA has spent the last year and a half consulting transit experts, crunching the numbers and making changes to its massive BART expansion plan. But KCBS's Shannon Golden reports the agency is still making contingency plans in case federal funding is delayed.
By the end of next year, VTA has to submit an application to the federal government for the full grant agreement of $5 billion that it was promised.
We also know that there's always a possibility that federal funding could be delayed, and it's important that we have an adaptive plan and a backup plan in case that's the case. We're working closely with our board and our stakeholders to have such a plan ready this spring.
An important part of that plan, he says, is to stay on time as construction gets underway.
Every month that we're delayed, we estimate that every month is worth about $20 to $30 million. And so every month that we can save on our schedule gives us an opportunity to save that much money.
In October, the county voted to go ahead with a single tunnel design instead of the original twin bore plan in hopes to save hundreds of millions on the project. The switch was met with some criticism, but crews are already working on the launch structure for the boring machine, which should begin its three-year dig by 2028 at the earliest. In San Jose, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
The future of artificial intelligence in outer space looks promising. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on how the technology can allow robots to explore the places the astronauts aren't able to reach.
Astronauts on board the International Space Station are now relying on robots for many tasks, but there's now an exciting new tool that will allow robots to enter areas that aren't safe for humans.
Machine learning and AI can help a space robot plan its motion faster and more efficiently while staying safe.
Samrita Banerjee, lead researcher with Stanford, has been working with a space station robot named Astrobee, a cubicle robot powered by fans, and NASA is allowing guest scientists to test their software. So they used a machine learning tool to power the robot without any human interaction.
What we do have is operators who are on the ground at NASA Johnson Space Center and myself at Stanford, who are watching the robot, and we're ready at all times if something goes wrong that we can abort.
The robot performs tasks that will free up time for the astronauts to do other things,
like doing inventory checking.
The hope is it will be used permanently soon. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Founded in 2022, the Oakland-based Women's Premier Basketball Association is becoming a destination league for players to develop. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports the league has big aspirations to continue its growth into the future.
The WNBA doesn't have an official development league in the same way that the G League works in tandem with the NBA. The WPBA is looking to fill that role.
We have eight teams. They all play at one location. This allows us to be able to really dive into community and really be able to build our home base here.
Fatima A is the league's founder and CEO. She says there are tens of thousands of collegiate players, but only a few roster spots in the WNBA. They now can find a home in the Oakland Hills.
We have players that have been away from the W. We have players that have, you know, played professionally like myself that need somewhere to sharpen our skills in the offseason. And then we have players that have just graduated from university and now they're trying to figure out, what does that pathway look like to now becoming a pro?
Many of the players are working professionals, some using it as a stepping stone.
Out of the 96 athletes that we had last year, 25 of them are now playing overseas.
The league is now looking to potentially expand to more teams as it draws in talent from around the globe.
There's no culture like Bay Area culture.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Well, community groups from across San Francisco gathered yesterday to give away over 60 tons of food for the holiday. KCBS's Albert James spoke with organizers and volunteers about the effort to feed thousands of families in need.
This is our joy, our gift.
Veronica Shepherd is founder of the San Francisco African American Faith-Based Coalition, one of the groups leading the Feeding 5,000 food giveaway.
Get this.
Over 100 volunteers in the Lower Dogpatch area loaded up U-Haul trucks with boxes of turkey and produce. The food is bound for churches and other community organizations will eventually get it to 7,000 households.
Be here to feed and help and close the hunger gap that is so prevalent in this city.
That mission resonated with many, including Lakeisha Howard.
This is my first year, but it's not going to be my last year.
Howard says she runs her own nonprofit providing basic needs to people.
We just try to give a little hope to those that may need it. So that's why we're out here and giving back.
City agencies helped purchase the food that was given out. Mayor Daniel Lurie stopped by to meet with volunteers and help load the food.
It's just great to be out here in community during the holidays, making sure that we take care of one another.
The mayor and organizers all say it's important people step up and help out year-round, as hunger doesn't just end with the holidays. In San Francisco, Albert James, KCBS.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, the CDC may no longer recommend Hep B vaccines for infants. But as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, California health officials do.
The more than 30-year-old recommendation to give the vaccine at birth is credited with dramatically lowering liver cancer caused by the disease in the United States.
There will likely be a resurgence of disease, even in California, if people put off getting the vaccine.
Because babies are more susceptible to getting it, says Dr. Peter Chin Hong, professor of medicine and infectious disease specialist at UCSF, and they're far more likely to have negative health impacts on their entire life or even die because of it.
I think it is a dangerous precedent to have divergent recommendations from the federal government and the state, although I am happy to live in a state that follows the science. There's a continued erosion of trust in public health agencies, an ongoing assault on vaccine science.
In making their decision, the CDC advisor said they wanted parents and medical providers to have the choice to vaccinate their babies if the mother tests negative for Hep B. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Santa suits took over the streets of San Francisco yesterday with the yearly return of SantaCon. KCBS's David Welch reports the holiday bar crawl also collected quite a few toys for children in need.
The city's holiday bar crawl wasn't just about costumes and cocktails. Lieutenant Michael Guajardo, who directs the San Francisco Firefighters toy program, says it's a big boost for their cause.
We usually leave this event with about 3,000 unwrapped toys.
In the end, though, it's a big day for drinking, and many bars and eateries in the city stand to profit from all these Santa-clad revelers.
Definitely hit up Polk Street first. I mean, there's just a whole street full of bars. Can't go wrong.
Planning and prep was certainly one way of approaching this day dedicated to drinking. For others, though, packing the right supplies was just as important.
Santa's got some smokes and some canes and some stuff for young son Santa to give to him because he left it at the house.
In the end, though, most agreed the biggest goal was to make it through the day.
Hydration, a little food, mixing with some beer. Not too many shots, but just the right amount of shots, you know? You got to even it out a little bit.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.